Sam. Banks on exposing CCP propaganda. If it weren't for Breitbart, we would never hear about these things. By Hannah Knudsen on March 26, 2026. Breitbart News has played a critical role in ensuring Americans know the truth about Chinese Communist Party. CCP, propaganda, Senator Jim Banks, RN, said during an event with Breitbart News in Washington, D.C., on Thursday. Host and Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle asked about the FDA green list, explaining that a bunch of Chinese companies are on it. A September press release from the FDA announced the green list, describing it as an import alert to help stop potentially dangerous GLP-1, glucagon-like peptide 1, active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, from unverified foreign sources from entering the U.S. market. It's mind-boggling to me how they would get, you know, this kind of a thing. Can you tell us about this? What is a green list and what are these companies that are on it? How do they get on it? What do we need to do about this? Banks asked, bringing attention to a company called Sinopep getting on this list. I've seen reports that they have, like, a whole unit in there that's designed to try to spread CCP propaganda, Boyle said. If it weren't for Breitbart, we would never know. We would never hear about these things, Banks said, noting that these topics are largely ignored by the establishment media. It doesn't get covered by big media, by mainstream media. But fortunately, Breitbart and you and others in this room are taking this seriously, the senator said. So you have these bureaucratic processes that happen that aren't transparent, that happen in the darkness of big government. And you have Chinese companies get on these lists and give special favors, Banks explained. So we're trying to exploit it. We're trying to crack down on it, he continued. We're begging the FDA to do something about it. And we're just getting started on that front, but you all have helped expose it, and we appreciate that. Watch the event below.